And boom, I am back. It is the Stretch RE with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Probably sounds a little different because I finally have the setup at the new apartment. And I'm also talking much quieter because I have neighbors above me who I'm sure think I'm loud as F because I'm old and deaf and loud. So they can't be too thrilled with me. I'm actually recording at an earlier time. I'm trying to do everything I can to be a good neighbor as we have moved into our permanent temporary housing. That's where we are now. And just got everything set up. The internet just went in on Saturday and then all hell broke loose on Sunday. So I didn't get to do the show for Monday. That's why you're getting a brand new show on Tuesday instead of Monday. I knew I was not going to have internet all last week, but I didn't know all that was going to happen. In the week I have been gone from the show, if you follow me on Instagram, you're familiar with a chunk of it. And that is, I left my parents' house, so a week ago on Saturday. I got up in the morning and left and came here and brought my stuff. And then by Sunday, my dog was not eating and throwing up. So we're like, all right, and he does that. He's very attached to me. He's got his own issues, and Ice is not doing well. Remember, Ice is not here. He is at my parents' house. And I have a plan. I go back and see him on Tuesdays, and then I go on Friday. I spend the night there on Friday, and then I get up and I walk him on Saturday. So I get part of 3 days with him at least, because I'm not abandoning my dog. That dog meant too much to me through this entire ordeal. I can't explain the bond I have with that dog, and it's killing me that he's not here. But it killed me even more when he stopped eating when I left. So we're like, okay, that's it. Then he starts barfing and barfing and barfing. And then he won't drink water. Then he won't eat. I get there on Tuesday. And the second I see him, I can't believe how much weight he's lost. And I'm like, oh God, we got to go to the vet right now. So I find an after hours vet. And we go. And the vet thinks it was a trifecta of me being gone, him having anxiety over that, him probably getting into something and eating something. Could have been something poisonous, could have been a poisonous spider. It could have been just something that he had an allergic reaction to. They don't know. And then he also was having allergies. So they said the allergies, the eating something and me being gone was the trifecta. And they gave us medication. The problem was he wouldn't take any of the medication because he wouldn't eat or drink any water. And he was about to have to go back in. And finally, he started eating, I guess, Thursday or Friday. So he went from Saturday till Thursday or Friday. And I'm not talking not eating. I mean not eating, not a bite. Zero amounts of food in that time that he had. So we had, it was such drama. And by the way, I'm telling you, when you're moving and every 5 seconds you're running to the store to buy, oh, I don't have a potato peeler. Oh, I don't have a steak knife. Oh, I don't have that. Like, you're going to the store nonstop and you're spending. I'm spending everything. I did not need a vet bill on top of all of this to add to my fun, but that was just the start of the week. That was getting me warmed up. So then on Friday, when I got to Downey, Ice was back to his old self. He hasn't gained back the weight. I know it's mostly water weight, but he's still, not 100%. So Friday night I'm there. Saturday I leave. Then I get Sunday. It's Mother's Day. I saw my mom, so I did my mom's Mother's Day on Friday and Saturday. And, oh, I got a Mother's Day story too. But then my daughter fell very sick Saturday night. And then Sunday I had to work. So my wife had to take, for Mother's Day, had to take our daughter to ER and sit in ER. You know, that's like a 6 or 7 hour experience. And then she got out and then she had to take her to the doctor today. So hopefully she's getting better. It doesn't sound like they really know what's going on, but she was not in good shape and had to go to the ER. And she's graduating. She's in the middle of finals in her last week of college right now on top of it. So I've had quite the hellish week. And that's why I didn't have a show on for Monday, because of the stuff with my daughter. But now my wife just took her to the doctor again and is now on her way here. So it's freaking crazy. It is crazy. That here's my Mother's Day story, which was really fun. I ended up going, thinking I was going to be smart and go downtown and buy flowers, which is my hookup. I highly recommend it. You can get a great deal. You get beautiful flowers. And I do that for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, my wife's birthday, whenever I need flowers, I have to go past there to get to work. So I'll just leave 20 minutes early. Duck in, grab my flowers, and go. And I got two arrangements, one for my mom, one for my wife. Cool, done. Mother's Day, awesome. I bring the flowers home to Downey. Remember, so it was Friday. I bring them to work. They sit on my desk at work in the AC in my office. And then I remember how hot it got on Friday. Okay, I take this huge bouquet, put it in my bedroom at my parents' house in Downey, and it was so effing hot, it torched the bouquet. And I put it in there, and then when I went to bed that night, I walked out and I'm like, oh my God, these flowers all dead. They're dead. I killed them. They just torched it. And so I ended up having to go to the store and get more stuff for my way. And another expense I didn't need out of nowhere. A lot of wastefulness going on right now, but absolutely torched a huge bouquet of flowers for my wife that I had got downtown in the hot ass bedroom in Downey. Downey is 10 degrees hotter than over here on the west side, at least. So, I will tell you guys, I am now in the apartment. We're in West LA and we're not anywhere near the beach. I used to be able to hear the beach from my house, and now it's hot and stuffy here. There's no fans in this apartment, there's no AC in this apartment, and we have been melting. Thank God it's cooling off finally, but it has been an absolute shit show with the freaking weather. And then, voila, Monday back to overcast and nice. So that was incredibly freaking helpful. Working out, I have got none. I've got a couple of walks in with Ice. Ice, if you saw on Instagram, we were at the park early Saturday morning and saw a freaking, it looks like a stork, a big long-legged crane walking around. And Ice literally had no idea what to make of that. He just looked at it and he looked at me. And he looked at it and he's like, am I tripping? Is that the biggest bird I've ever seen in my life? It was probably 3.5 feet tall walking around and it never flew away. Ice also didn't try to attack it. He was mesmerized by the thing, but he didn't run in there and try to pounce on this thing at all. Oh my God. I have the most uncomfortable. I don't have a chair, so I have a desk. And I have my computer set up on my desk, and I don't have a chair for my desk. Remember, my office chair burned up. And I have to get one, but I bought a bar stool. We have like a little bar counter in the kitchen area that we've been eating at. So I went and bought a, and now I'm having to bend over to do the microphone, and it is insanely uncomfortable. I promise you, this will not be a full-length podcast here today. It's going to be a quick one because I am not ready, but I felt so bad having not done one for over a week that I knew I had to jump in here and get one going. What else happened for Mother's Day? It's been fun. It's been like when I saw like my dog, my daughter, I'm like, can anything not be a kick in the nuts? Like it is nonstop punching the nuts, punching the nuts. Punching the nuts. 2025 has been 5 months of just getting stomped on the nutsack on a daily. It is so not cool. It's so not cool with this, man. It is bad. I really am not happy with 2025, and I'm still, we still don't know what's wrong with my daughter, so I'm hoping she gets around. We're all going to her graduation on Saturday. She's like, I'm going to graduation if I'm dying. I'm like, great. And be one of those kids who get off stage and rush back to the hospital and get an IV. But yeah, she's not well. And we're very worried about her. I did also got a new episode of God Wants to Talk to You up today. I did that as well. There was tragedy in our church. A family from our church, if you guys saw it on the news, the kid that got killed by the drunk driver in Manhattan Beach a week ago was a member of our church, a kid from the Palisades. And just tragic, tragic, tragic. That was awful. There is so much badness going on, man. It's good to look for the silver linings and to find those. You need to mentally, I told my wife when I brought the dead flowers to her on Mother's Day, and she's like, these are beautiful. And I'm like, no, look close. You're not going to like them. And she goes, oh, they're kind of dead. I'm like, yeah, they're really dead. And she's like, what happened? And I told her. She's like, oh, okay. Thanks for the dead flowers. But I can tell you, I told her, I need a win. I need a freaking win right now. Like, it's been just taking the L, and you grow through losses. I'm growing a lot through this entire experience. I really, really am. I'm in a way grateful. I got to spend so much time with my mom, which has been great. I love my mom more than anything, and that's been awesome. And my dog's still being looked out for, and my other dog's being looked out for by my in-laws. And there's been some great stuff, but man, do I need a freaking win. I need a W so bad. I really freaking do. I got to get a W going, man. But I don't know what I'm going to do. But I wanted to update you guys and at least get going. I got to get this studio set up better for the Friday show. But I will have it back on track. So I will be back on and popping with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else on Friday. I'll probably have some workout news and everything. And I'll get that cranked out. I appreciate you guys for listening. Thanks for being around. And I will talk to you again soon.